their visit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was asking you yesterday about insects, and I wanted to ask you about some insects that you have around here that might sting you.
Ants?
Yeah.
And scorpions?
Oh, yeah, you
yeah,
were
we talked
about
that.
Uh-huh. Do you have this, I don't know if you mentioned this type of insect that, well, it stings and it makes these big paper nests up in trees?
Wasp, uh-huh. Yeah, we have lots of wasp around here, especially in the fall. Mm-hmm. And yellow jackets.
Dirt daubers?
Dirt daubers don't sting, do they? Dirt daubers sting?
Well, I've had people disagree about that. Some say they do, some say they don't.
I wouldn't want one to get on me, but then I just never did know of them, you know, stinging.
Mm-hmm.
But,
is there a type that, you know, a wasp builds that paper nest? Usually on the side of a wall or something like that. Is there an insect that makes a big paper nest, but it's up in trees?
Mm.
Not a wasp, but a...
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of a cone-shaped thing hangs down there. Oh, can't think what the name of that is.
A hornet?
Yeah, hornet. Hornet. Boy, they say she's mad at a hornet's nest.
Nah. You have these little old insects that are bad about burning into your skin, make your skin itch.
Mosquitoes?
That. I think mosquitoes sting more than they burrow. Thing called a chigger.
Oh, yeah, chigger.
Like
we have chiggers.
Well, what about some different kinds of snakes in this area?
Well, there's water moccasin, copperhead, chicken snake, and black snake. That's about all I know, I think.
Do you have, did you mention rattlesnake?
Uh-huh, rattlesnake, and copperhead, and chicken snake, and black snake.
Well, what about this insect that you see hopping around in your front yard, some of them green, some of them black?
Grasshopper?
You ever heard that called anything else?
Uh-huh.
You know, we were talking the other day about woodpecker, and you said that
you'd
heard some people call them peckerwood.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard people call grasshopper hoppergrass?
Mm-mm.
Haven't heard that?
Mm-mm.
Well, what about, we're talking about fishing. You mentioned that people around here fished with these tiny little fish sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Call those minnows.
Mm-hmm.
What are, you know, sometimes in your house, this stuff will gather in the corners of
cobwebs.
The cobwebs.
And I've got some hanging out of my chairs now.
Is that right?
I noticed yesterday.
So you get around that, huh?
Oh, I can't stay home long enough.
Uh-huh. Well, is that the same thing as what you might see hanging between two bushes outside?
No, I think that's a spider web.
Spider webs and cobwebs are different then.
Uh-huh. I think so. Uh-huh.
What do you call that part of the tree that grows under the ground?
The roots? Mm-hmm.
Do you have a type of tree around here that you can tap for syrup?
We don't have the maple trees.
Don't have maple. But if you did have, do you know what people call a group of those trees together?
Orchard, maybe?
An orchard?
Would they call it an orchard for maple trees?
Have you ever heard any people call that a grove?
Yeah, a grove.
Same
thing? Because see, we have pecans around here, pecan groves and, you know, trees.
Mm-hmm. So, while we're on the subject of trees, could you tell me a few of the varieties, different types of trees that you have around here?
Yeah, we have elm and oak.
Mm-hmm.